This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, June 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Blue Diamond closes Sacramento plant. PAGA bill shelved. U.S. Ag front and center this week. Z holds important cards. Here's a programming note. Today is the last day to register for the Food and Ag Issue Summit West at the Sheraton Grand in Sacramento. It's tomorrow. The full-day conference will bring together leading voices on labor, tariff, and water challenges for speeches, panel discussions, and network opportunities. View the agenda and save your seat today by registering to attend or virtually. Santa Barbara lawmakers seize Senate leadership. Senator Monique Limon of Santa Barbara's emerging as the frontrunner to become the next Senate President Pro Tem. She is challenging Majority Leader Senator Lena Gonzalez of Long Beach, who has the backing of the current Pro Tem. Senator Mike McGuire of Harrelsburg reports KCRA 3. As of yesterday morning, at least 16 Democrats have pledged support for Limon, enough to secure her bid. If elected, her victory would make her the first woman of color and the first senator from Santa Barbara to hold the chamber's top position. For agriculture, it would mean the leaders of both chambers hail from Central Coast farming districts. Limon has called for a Democratic caucus today to cement her nomination. Tune in. Limon will speak tomorrow at the Food and Ag Issues Summit West in a panel discussion covering her latest priorities at the Capitol. Blue Diamond closes Sacramento plant. Blue Diamond Growers plans to close its historic Midtown Sacramento almond processing plant over the next 2 years, impacting around 600 workers, that according to the Sacramento Bee. Operations will shift to the Turlock and Salida facilities to streamline production and improve efficiency, the company said. CEO Kai Brockman cited the high cost of operating in century-old buildings. The decision marks the end of a 115-year partnership with the city. While the company's headquarters will remain in Sacramento, city leaders express disappointment. The closure follows financial pressures and strategic global expansion. Despite a flat $1.3 billion in revenue last year, Blue Diamond reported increased earnings and stronger overseas sales as a part of a push to stabilize demand. Remember, in 2022, a fire swept through the ductwork of the plant's dust collector. It left one of the silos charred 4 weeks after. PAGA bill shelved. Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco has shelved a measure that would have enabled workers to recover lost wages through lawsuits, avoiding the lengthier state complaints process. A broad coalition of farm and business groups had railed against SB 310 for threatening to circumvent last year's grand compromise with lawmakers and the governor to reform the Private Attorneys General Act. PAGA has been widely blamed for ushering in a wave of frivolous lawsuits over the last two decades, a significant cost to employers. Wiener blasted the California Chamber of Commerce for leading, quote, a misinformation campaign against the bill, falsely claiming it somehow ran afoul of the reforms. He vowed to continue working on the bill with a goal of passing it out of the Senate in January when the legislature kicks off the second half of its two-year session. Western growers attributed the coalition's success to direct advocacy and strategic engagement, thanking the farmers who reached out to their state senators. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Huge week ahead for ag. The week ahead could be pivotal for ag policy. In Washington, Senate Republicans are trying to agree on the finishing touches of their version of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, the budget reconciliation measure needed to enact the GOP legislative agenda. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins heads to Capitol Hill this week. She'll face the House Ag Committee. Stephen Vaden will finally get a vote on his nomination to be Deputy Secretary at USDA. And in London, top Trump administration officials will be meeting with their Chinese counterparts as they try to jumpstart talks to settle the latest trade war. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will be on Capitol Hill for a series of hearings this week, that after he returns from the talks. Former Obama administration advisor Ben Rhodes told MSNBC that Chinese President Xi Jinping is, quote, holding all the cards in the talks. He said President Donald Trump shot before he aimed in this trade war. China has a lot of leverage here, and they're trying to use it to turn the dial back. Now, Trump announced the meeting on Friday saying, quote, it should go very well. Well, on that big, beautiful bill, House Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday defended the House version against the criticism of deficit hawks. He said, quote, this is going to jet fuel the U.S. economy. And I tell you what, all wages are going to rise. There's going to be more jobs and economic opportunity for more people. He was speaking to ABC News. The top Democrat of the Senate Ag Committee, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, told CBS voters were turning against the cuts being made through government downsizing and the cuts that the big beautiful bill would make to programs like Medicaid and SNAP. Voters, quote, don't want to see veterinarians eliminated from the USDA, or they don't want to see funding frozen for cancer trials, she said. For more on this week's packed agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Well, here's today's final word. The state of California should not be able to tell producers in Texas or Pennsylvania or Iowa how to raise their livestock or produce food. That Brian Humphrey, CEO of the National Pork Producers Council, speaking with AgriPulse newsmakers at the World Pork Expo. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, June 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.